Professor Bill Lynam.
Very good. So, have either of you been circumcised?
Excuse me, Peter Lynam.
I'm sorry to ask a personal question, but I like...
How many phone calls start with that question, eh? What's up?
But, you know, I, like almost everybody in my generation, which is a long time ago now, the post-war generation, was circumcised because it was thought to be a healthy thing to do.
Right.
And so I must have screamed my way through this thing. I don't...
Apparently it is quite traumatic, but... Obviously, you're quite young when it goes down. Definitely not on trend like it used to be, though. You're right.
It's extraordinary that the fad to be circumcised has now completely gone, I would think. I think it was believed at the time that it was a healthy thing to have the body, to have the male penis free of the overlapping skin. It may have become common. I've heard stories that it was something to do with during the war and the sand and the desert.
That's what I've heard as well.
This could be an old wives' tale. Pardon the pejorative statement to women. Because, I mean, it seems a little bit unlikely that it would have caught on solely for those who are in the desert war, since, I mean, it was also very, very popular in... the USA,
Britain. It's that classic saying, the sand bloody gets everywhere on the beach.
Well, it could be.
We just had a really controversial text come in, actually.
My
mate used to do circumcision. $20 an hour plus tips. How long does it take to do a circumcision? Your mate was definitely ripping people off, man.
It's mostly done by the GP. So right. An appointment would be made with the doctor, and the doctor would whip off the skin and presumably bandage it up.
What happens to the skin? Does the mother eat it or something?
Well, no, I don't. It's not in our family heirlooms anyway. so I don't have my foreskin. but, of course, the original practice, well, it may have been to do with the sand anyway, but it was a religious practice that both Jews and Muslims hold as an essential mark of a devout follower of that faith.
And how do you go about showing that mark on a regular basis? Just
well, I tell you, when it was very obvious, and that was during the old Greek games. Because the old Olympic games were done completely in the nude, and so it was very apparent whether you'd been circumcised or not. And the Greeks, Alexander's followers, who took over most of the Middle East in this period, banned circumcision and would not let any Jew who had the marks of circumcision on them compete in the games.
Any statistics on who was better, circumcised or uncircumcised, whether or not there is any strength in that piece of the penis?
I know of no scientific information whatsoever.
I've got to ask these questions. Sorry, mate. I've got to ask these questions while we're here.
I understand. And the present campaign against circumcision...
What is this about?
So, this is happening in parts of Europe where various European medical associations, probably in reaction to the concern about female circumcision... So you're aware of female circumcision?
Yes.
We were actually talking about this off air. I was like, we should probably bring this up because this is way more grunty and a lot more to do with control. And
Very definitely. It's a male aspect of disfiguring women, really.
And it's one of the... These are the strange things about culture, and I was saying to John off air, sometimes culture isn't really the best thing. Everyone kind of talks about how culture is really great and everything, but sometimes it's just fucking bad.
Culture can be loaded with values that are especially against minorities and people who are perceived as weak.
Culture kind of holds us back from evolving in certain ways and gets us in some sticky situations.
Precisely, and you've got to challenge culture.
I agree. Yeah.
And I think
it's hard. That's hard to do, man.
It is tricky, and you will get people upholding traditional practices in various directions, but do they want to uphold there's various things, but eating of human flesh seems a classic example where feel that the line could be drawn at that point.
It's almost like these things go away quickly. Either generations need to sort of die, you know?
Yeah. No, it's precisely because of the concern over female mutilation, I think,
okay,
that European countries have said, well, surely the same logic also applies to male circumcision, that this is done to the male child without their consent.
Yeah, shouldn't it? I mean, if you're going to physically alter a person's body, it should be an adult decision, not an infant who can't make that decision for themselves.
And this is where, I mean, the places where this has become a big debate are the Scandinavian countries, the Netherlands, and to a certain extent in Germany.
The thing is, though, John, on that to that point, belly button, innie or outie? Who's going to make that call, mate?
Yes, well, that's the question.
Everybody, I think most people, I don't know, you know.
So that there are aspects of, you know, some physical alterations that we do to children without their consent.
Totally.
And, of course, the high religious value that is placed on this, do you know, if you go back into the Old Testament, the story of Abraham and the introduction of circumcision is a pretty gruesome tale, because they carried out sort of mass circumcisions of people of all ages when they believed that the divine had commanded them to do it. And the result was, shall we say, messy.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine a mass circumcision. It's not something I was thinking I was going to be doing at 4:40 in the afternoon on Monday, but here we are.
Yeah. Now, so then we come back to the issue of, is this a breach of religious rights?
Mm.
And should a religious right override a child's right to make decisions to their body for themselves?
This kind of actually loops into gendering children as well. You could make a case.
Yes, I suppose you could. But wouldn't you then have to maintain that, I mean, all bodies were the same?
It's hard. We're in really sticky territory.
And increasingly our society is in the sticky territory,
yes,
as we allow gender to be personally defined.
Yes.
But then we have to deal with the bodily appurtenances that male and female bodies usually have, though of course there are exceptions.
Mm-hmm. There are extremes on either end, of course, yeah.
Well, there certainly are.
But when you look at a mass of people, you do sort of have to generalise.
Yes. So gender may be fluid on the edges, but in general it's straightforward in the centre.
Just had one in here, vaccination, choice of the child. There you go, it's tricky. It's tricky stuff. You've got to be the parent sometimes as well.
Yeah, and of course in the state overrides the right of the parents to stop the child from being vaccinated.
Mm. Now, Peter, looking toward Europe, where there's a lot of anti-Semitism on the rise, what's happening over there with circumcision and the rights of the Jews and the Muslims to get it done?
This has been read by Jewish people as anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't think it's that in origin. I think it arises out of a highly developed sense of human rights and the freedom of the child and the protections of the rights of the child. But you can see how, for Jews and Muslims, this is a critically serious thing, because it's saying that a person cannot become part of the chosen people by inheritance. They have to choose their way. And that's very much against the understanding of being a Muslim or being a Jew.
Also, yeah, the choose their way is a bit, that's all good so long as they actually do get to choose their way and they're not like kind of corralled into, you know, a life.
Because what mostly happens is that there are very high levels of non-practicing Jews, mm-hmm, rather lower levels of non-practicing Muslims, but there are certainly plenty of non-practicing Muslims, for example, in New Zealand, as you would expect. And the fact that they've been circumcised, I don't think in any way curtails them, but they may feel as though they've been claimed as a child and may resent circumcision.
Hmm. What do doctors want us to do in New Zealand? Do they have a chat to the mum or something? What happens there? How does it work?
I think doctors, certainly in European medical opinion, there's quite an interesting Wikipedia article on banning circumcision, which cites evidence, which I haven't been able to verify, that doctors are saying without a general anaesthetic, you shouldn't carry out circumcision. Well, general anaesthetic on a baby is a horrific thought.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't do it. It would just be completely inappropriate.
Right.
Because it can have lots and lots of unfortunate side effects. Mm. So doctors seem to be concerned about the fact that local anaesthetic doesn't suffice to deal with the pain.
Yes.
But in effect, that's an argument for banning it.
Mm. So it's does come back to the whether it's traumatic or not.
Yes, precisely.
Right, right. Anybody remember getting circumcised out there? Text us in on 5395. Somebody just yelled yes outside the door. Thank you for your openness. We appreciate you. Okay. Didn't end well. Okay.
That's worrying. So I mean, this is I found this such an astounding story, because I would have thought that in the end you wouldn't stop it anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
It's so that if it is rendered illegal, it simply means that medical practitioners won't carry it out, and we'll be back to a family member carrying this out and then bandaging up the child. It's not a nice thought, actually. No.
$20 an hour plus tips.
Yes, probably you are. Yes, yeah. Or perhaps a religious function of a priest or rabbi.
Yep. Far out.
Again, tricky because.
Love to hear from mothers, maybe expecting mothers, what their plans are. If you're willing to open up about that, text on in 5395. It's interesting. I haven't thought about dicks much. I don't know. I haven't thought about this very often. So here we are.
Peter, shall we leave it there? Shall we leave it there? It is an interesting topic. I sort of think it should be left to the choice.
It's buzzy
of
that
an
it's
adult.
Changed in our lifetime.
Should,
you know,
be
like
an adult,
it's buzzy that it's kind of like.
I mean, I'm not Jewish, so.
I think heaps of people I know are either way and all over the place. So yeah, it's whatever. Eh? I don't know.
I must say, having been circumcised as a child has not, I don't think, had a serious effect upon me. I think I'm reasonably together.
Okay.
But somebody walks past you with a butter knife, sort of at hip level, you're fine.
All right.
Peter, it's always a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much.
See you later. Bye.
Ka kite.